Om Shanti. Good morning. The song is very much related to Baba Smriti. Become the donor and the great bestower. And yesterday and today, Baba's been talking about sharing the jewels of knowledge, and that's how you can become full. And today Baba said, as you study and you imbibe the things that Baba's saying, then automatically you're able to share, and that fills your own treasure store more and more. And Baba often focuses on the whole subject of study. And yes, hearing or reading Murali is the first step. But of course, it's more than that. And I was remembering that we can define angels in many different ways, and the steps to become angels can be 3 or 10 or 12 or different things that people churn. But at one point, Baba had given us a very simple step-by-step process to become an angel. And one moment you're a human being, and the second moment you're a student of God. God is my teacher, I'm a student. And then the next step is to become a yogi. And it was interesting hearing Baba talk about tapasya, and not just being a Brahma Kumar or a Brahma Kumari, but being a tapasvi Kumar, tapasvi Kumari, a Kumar or Kumari engaged in tapasya. And the next step, you're the one who's able to see benefit in all, in everything, at every moment. And then, you're an angel. So, simple. 1, 2, 3, 4. So humans, well, they go through their fluctuations and their negative, positive, and all the things that happen with human beings in human life, especially now. But the next step, I come to Baba, and I don't just say, knowledge is very nice. Baba's commented on that. But I understand, and I understand that Baba's giving me teachings for my life. And so I'm reflecting on those, I'm churning those, and practicing the things that Baba's asking me to do. And if I can practice all of that, then as a result of my practice, the transformation that's happening is automatically going to do service. But service wasn't, in a sense, one of the steps that Baba had mentioned. That happens automatically. But then, just think about what it means to study and put it into the context of the Sunday Avyakt revision course, Murali, and you'll see that it's the study that actually changes my way of thinking, so that instead of my vision focused outside, I'm looking inside. And it's the study which is the swadarshan, the spinning of the discus in which I'm really truly reflecting on Baba's versions, the truth. And that whole process of churning is not just filling me with treasures, but it's able to fill me with treasures because it's cleaning out everything else. Baba spoke about emptying the vessel. On the one side, the filling of the vessel, but on the other side, firstly, the emptying of the vessel. And if you think about how many human images there are in our thoughts, good way, bad way, but our head is just filled with human images all the time, all the time. A good memory, and usually it involves humans also. And so those images are coming. Bad memories, again, very much it's humans who are coming into my mind. And so this vessel of my buddhi is filled with humans all the time. And what Baba's saying is, clean all of that out. Just see if you can fill your intellect with the truth, with Baba's knowledge, instead of humans coming in the way. And so the more I churn Baba's knowledge, the more I go into the depth of Baba's knowledge, the more my intellect is being cleansed, and those jewels stay with me and start working in my life. I'm starting to use those things that Baba's been telling me about in practice in my own life. And not only am I then a student of God, but I'm listening to God, I'm enjoying the things that God is sharing. And so who is my yoga going to be with? In a very natural and automatic way. You see, first it's always gyan, then yoga. We never say yoga first and then gyan. And yes, we put across very simple concepts to people who say, well, I don't want to know the philosophy, I only want to study meditation. It's fine, we accept that too. Souls and roles, and it's the whole tree that's being served, it's fine. But what does it do for me? If I don't have all the things that Baba's talked to me about, Baba has taught me, I'm not going to be able to have enough tools to be able to deal with the things that come up in life. And so comparison, competition, conflict, pardarshan, the vision of others, seeing others, all of these things come in. And so when I'm able to deal with all these things, then it happens because I'm using Baba's knowledge and using it in an inner level so that comparison finishes, competition finishes, and there's no margin for any conflict. And so becoming a yogi, the step has to be that I'm using Baba's knowledge in my mind. Because otherwise, when I sit down to have yoga, what is it that's going to come into my mind? Maybe I sit for 30 minutes in yoga. But out of those 30 minutes, how many minutes is it trying to still my mind, trying to stabilize my thoughts? And how much time is it that, yes, I, the inner being, the soul, I, the child of God, and then all the other things that Baba's explained about yoga, many different aspects of God. Today Baba's spoken about Sat Chit, the truth, the living. When I meditate on those two terms, it's a very beautiful feeling. And Baba hasn't mentioned it in that context, but it's usually Sat Chit Anand, the truth, the living, the embodiment of bliss. And so thinking about the truth, linking with the truth and experiencing the living being who is God, and I get to the state of truth. So within the subject of yoga, it isn't a dull experience. If I'm using gyan through the day, then out of the things that I've used in the day, there'll be things that will strike me, and I'll use those concepts in yoga to be able to experiment with them and expand my own depth of yoga. And so the yogi life, a life in which truly there's happiness and contentment within. There's a very lovely expression that says that the eyes of the yogi are the eyes that give happiness to others. Drishti mahasukhkari. Great happiness to others, not just happiness, but great happiness to others. Well, how are my eyes going to give happiness to others if I'm carrying sorrow inside and I'm thinking about all the things that you said she did, he did, all of those things are buzzing around. What are my eyes going to reflect? They'll reflect the things that are going on inside, the mirror. But if truly I've been studying and practicing and having yoga with Baba, taking from Baba the treasures that Baba wants to give me, then the eyes begin to change and even the drishti is able to give that feeling of support, of comfort, of connection with God and the presence of God to others. And so how do I give happiness to others? Through drishti, making them aware of God's presence so that they also can feel Baba and take that happiness from Baba. But it's not just my eyes that are giving happiness to others, but my mouth. When I speak, what is it that I share? Something that Baba has said, rather than other things. And so, clearing out my buddhi and replacing all the other stuff with Baba's knowledge, the jewels, means that in a very natural way, I can become the conqueror of my senses. I can become the one who's able to have yoga, and that yoga is transforming the way my senses are working. And so, becoming a tapasvi, kumar, kumari. Tapasya is usually in the sense of sitting down. They always show the image of Shankar seated in tapasya. But the homework that has been suggested through the sustenance program is, well, I doubt that anybody is going to come to hours and hours of yoga just sitting. The human world, and yes, you can sit for an hour, 2 hours, but how many more? But that stage where I'm connected internally with Baba, my yoga is really with Baba rather than here and there. That also is that stage in which then, because I'm always connected, then when I sit for yoga, those 30 minutes are really yoga rather than trying to have yoga. Big difference. Trying to have yoga and actually having yoga. And so the checking point is the sustenance points that have been given are very practical, but really something to check. Where is my yoga through the day? Who is it that I'm connected with most? Am I online with people here, or am I really connected with one? And so that stage of tapasya, and as that stage of tapasya changes my sanskars, then that stage where really truly there's nothing but benefit that's visible. Whatever thing is going on, can I see benefit in that? Whoever it is that I'm interacting with, maybe not the way that I would have chosen, maybe not the way that is most comfortable for me, but did I take benefit even from that? And so that lesson of everything being kalyankari, benefit, 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 the stage of tapasya, sukhakari, able to share happiness, but also just that stage of always, always seeing benefit. How long does it take me to change my vision and my attitude and turn it around and see benefit? Or is it that my vision is already clouded by something from the past? And so even though whatever is going on now is fine, but my vision is already clouded and so not able to take benefit. But the cleansing has happened. I'm experiencing that inner contentment and happiness. And so yes, situations, people, sometimes even my own mistakes. But whatever, can I take benefit? And if I'm taking benefit, then I'm able to give benefit to others. I was reflecting on something Ro said yesterday and today. Always give yourself the opportunity to share Baba's knowledge. And in Bharat, you're surrounded by neighbors, you're surrounded by a big family, they come knocking on your door at all hours, you don't go by appointment. And so there's always the opportunity to give gyan to someone or another. And here, sometimes even living in Baba's house, through the day you're busy in administration, in cooking and cleaning and all sorts of things. And certainly even at home, same things. What opportunity is there to give gyan? Not necessarily often, not necessarily every day. But if I interpret it in that sense of being able to give benefit to others. And of course, the only way to give benefit is gyan having transformed me, and the way I am using gyan, then that smile, that stability, that peace is going to give benefit to whoever I'm with. Whether they're ready to listen to gyan or not, they'll be able to take some benefit from my company, from my presence. And so that made it seem a lot easier to do service. Because if people are taking benefit, there comes a moment when they start asking questions. And those questions are then going to open up the treasure store and you're going to be able to share more. But if I think, well, there's no one I can give gyan to, it becomes a little bit disheartening. But as Baba's instrument, giving benefit, that opens up the door of unlimited opportunity. Always situations where I can do something to benefit others, not just thinking of myself, but benefit for all. And if this is the quality of my life, then yes, I can definitely be the angel. And I was thinking about how we talk about, not just here, but everywhere. And at the moment, I haven't been, but I'm told that there's lots and lots of angels in central London. Images of angels. I don't think there are many angels physically there. Everybody's too busy shopping. But there are the images of angels everywhere. And so, this memorial of angels, who are these beings who are angels? On the one side, we've experienced Baba, the angel. Many people tell me that before coming to Baba, there was something that they were touched by, and it turned out to be Brahma Baba. And I think 99% of the people here have come after Baba became avyakt, and so Baba the angel, working hard to awaken souls. Somebody said when she was 8 years old, and she's now 60-something, so a long time ago, and somebody who's now in their 50s said, maybe 60, that in their teenage years, 20 or so, late teens, again, they were sick and they had this image of someone coming in to help them and get them well. And later, much later, when they went to a center, they saw that it was this man. They were looking for that man in the hospital and they couldn't find him. And so they wondered, who was this man who had come dressed in white to help them? And it was only much later they found out. And so Baba's working in many different ways as the angel, but also the daddies. Different people have talked about one daddy or the other daddy. the angel who's protecting them and helping them. But there's also another angel who's at work, I think. Who? My own perfect form. The angel that is there within, waiting to fly out. And so, my own perfect form is also the angel who's guiding me, helping me, protecting me. But of course, when we're caught up with all sorts of negative thoughts or waste thoughts, the little angel is trying to come out from that bondage, but the chains are too strong, and so the angel can't come out and fly. But at times when we have been inspired and we have felt that something is guiding us higher than ourselves, yes, it could be Baba, it could be angels, it could be Bab Dada, it could be my own highest form, my own complete form. And so that angel is there in the subtle region, and the soul in here is trying to fly out and catch up with that one. Brahma Baba used to ask the trance messengers, because they would come back and say, we saw the Avyakta Brahma in the subtle region, that equals are the first one, but after that many others were seeing the perfect form of Brahma in the subtle region. And so Baba would say to them, what's the difference between this one and that one? And his own focus on personal development and personal purification and tapasya. And so they would say, Baba, there's a difference between this one's light and that one's light. And so when they started saying, and it would have been through the whole of his last year in Sarkar, not just towards the end, but this one and that one are now almost the same. Can you imagine how happy he would have been? And so definitely he knew that coming to that stage, time to fly away very, very soon. And so everything that Baba did was preparation of the children. So that's another story, but what I'm just thinking about is how Baba's vision was very much focused on that state of perfection. If somebody asks you, what is your passion? And I don't know what you'd say, but if we were to ask Brahma Baba in 1968, what is your passion? Baba would surely have said, I want to come to that complete state of being the angel. And so, if I make that my passion, and of course compassion is the beautiful connection with this word passion, so if my passion is to reach that stage of perfection, my own angelic stage, that stage is waiting to help me. And the more time I spend up above, close to the subtle region, that angel up there is going to pull me, and I'll be able to achieve that. And the practical proof of that in life, the compassion, to be able to serve, to be able to give, to be able to bring others closer to God. So my thoughts, are they bringing others closer to God? My words, my actions. So service that Baba's focusing on is a big, big topic. But how do I achieve it? How do I make it happen? So from human to student, from student to yogi, tapasvi, to the one who gives and takes benefit, to the angel. And we'll get there, guarantee from Baba, but also our own inner voice. I'm sure your own inner voice is saying, that's what I want to be. And it must be because you've done it last kalpa. It couldn't have happened if you hadn't done it last kalpa. You know, what is it that makes you get up early in the morning when it's still not just dark? People would say 3:30 is the middle of the night. And we'd say, no, it's Amritvela, it's the start of the day. So what is the motivation that makes us get up? Something inside telling us that I want to be what Baba's asking me to be. And then that changes to, I want to be to what I know I can be. Not just Baba's asking me to be, but I know that I can be that. Om Shanti. We're going to be offering pork, and then Murali, and news from Madhuban, that is doing four things today. She's gone up the mountain, and she's meeting the young adults. I think she's met them already by now. She's meeting the children, she's meeting the parents, and then she's having evening class. So that's for 102 years old. That's quite something. But she's doing well. Om Shanti.
के पास।